It's Monday morning. It's brunch time. We got another spectacular one for you. We did our kind of out of the blue. We did a Tom Hanks bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bert. Bert Kreischer.
We have to talk to you later, man.
Sorry. No, we did a Tom Hanks bracket, Tom Hanks movie bracket, and it got a lot of great feedback. So I think this is something we're going to maybe try to do once a month. There's a lot of fun topics we can do. We had a text message thread going there of like, what should we do? And there's endless possibilities. But today, we settled on Christopher Nolan movies. And I feel like this is the only way to determine what the best Christopher Nolan movie is, because I don't think that's technically something you can decide on your own.
No.
I think you got to have sort of rules in place and like battles to be had, because I don't think you could actually pick it just going, hey, tell me what the best Christopher Nolan film is.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Because I like that one, but I also like that one.
But that one's really cool, though,
this
too.
This one's good. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, well, what about this one, guys? Because I have input, too.
I don't think so. I don't know about that one.
That's your brain.
Yeah.
Just like talking to it. But don't forget about me in the back part of the left.
I am also a synapse.
So if you weren't here for the Tom Hanks movie bracket, here's what we did. I took all 12. We broke it down to 12 movies. I think there might be one that we're missing here. Is there 12, Sean?
I think just about, yeah.
We may have missed one, but it doesn't matter. We didn't do some short films and stuff like
that.
Following
on there.
Following's on there, okay. Yeah. We've got 12 Christopher Nolan movies. I took the IMDb rating, the Rotten Tomatoes critic rating, and the Rotten Tomatoes fan rating, averaged them all together to come up with a seeding.
That's a lot of math.
I think it's pretty important, right? You're getting the fans' input, you're getting the critic input to at least put them in a place to where we can see them. So here's the order of the seeds based on that. Number one is Dark Knight.
Mm.
2, Memento. 3, Oppenheimer. 4, Inception. 5, Dark Knight Rises. 6, Batman Begins. 7, The Prestige. 8, Dunkirk. 9, Interstellar, surprisingly. And that comes from the critics. Critics did not like Interstellar. 10, The Following. 11, Insomnia. 12, Tenet. Tenet all the way down at the bottom.
Wow. Mm.
So, seeding this with a 12-team bracket, you're going to have the top 4 seeds got to buy. So, at this point, Dark Knight, Memento, Oppenheimer, Inception, they're going to win their first round.
Okay.
They're moving on already. They're into the second round. But we've got 4 battles to go over. And now, I want to determine, we need an order here.
Okay.
Remember, it's always going to go counterclockwise, but who's going to start?
Are we sticking to this?
We have to stick to this.
Okay.
Because that is a very important part of this bracket, is like being influenced by the other people.
Yeah.
So we have to decide who's going to start off every round.
Every single round?
No, not every round, but it'll start on said person and then it rotates clockwise.
Okay. I was going to say.
Does anybody want to volunteer?
I will go first.
Okay. So then that means first round's AJ, Sean, me. Second round's Sean, me, AJ. Third round's me, AJ, Sean.
And for those of you that are new to the podcast, that means that Mike already predicted that I would have volunteered.
Yep.
And now he will be playing his own game of how can he fuck AJ. All right.
Cool. Well,
it's a fun game.
It's really fun. Lots of ways to fuck AJ.
It's good.
So that means that AJ is up first.
Love doing that.
I know.
Been a motif today.
He's clappy and happy.
It's always the right knuckle into the left hand.
Yeah.
You look like
I don't think I can do it the other way. That feels weird.
Yeah, I don't know why you would, because all henchmen do that. Yeah.
Come here. You
look like you look like a Christopher Nolan henchman.
I am.
Wow, dude.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well then, AJ, you are going to start off our first battle. This is the 8 seed Dunkirk versus the 9 seed Interstellar.
Oh. Yeah, this is a mistake. Yeah, this
How
is
that a mistake, bro?
For me to go first.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I might shock the world on this. I think I may go Dunkirk.
You may or you
I think
are
I'm,
going,
I'm going to.
To
go Dunkirk.
Please explain. That's pretty intense.
Dunkirk, there is something about that, the history of it. I am such a history like person, you know, and like especially around like World War II. World War One, all of those that I have to watch and I have to understand. And I think it's like, it's such an important time in history to learn and understand what was going on. And I think that there was a decent amount of praise for a lot of accuracy throughout Dunkirk, and it's terrifying. Like, and that will always be more scary and upsetting and terrifying to me than what happens in something like Interstellar. So,
well, there's one vote for Dunkirk over Interstellar, Sean.
I like all your reasonings for Dunkirk. I wanted Dunkirk to get at least pretty far. I had a bad viewing of that movie. I don't know if people have heard that story. I can tell it some other time.
Oh, was it an audience member?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Who had drank a lot before.
Shit. Was it Ethan?
No. No.
Was it a veteran?
Oh, no. Jesus. Get out of here, dude.
Well, not from World War One. Like, God, guys, calm down.
Oh, ghost. Not how war is.
Like, yeah.
Dunkirk is a special movie. I love how it's like a single period in a time in a day, really, where they are cutting back and forth between one event happening here, one event happening there. It's very cohesive, and that's just what I remember about it. I just think Interstellar is more rewatchable, and man, that movie hit me when I saw it. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best scores of all time, I think. Mm-hmm. I have to go with Interstellar.
Yeah, AJ, y'all, everything you said is valid about Dunkirk, and it does suck. That is how good of a filmmaker Christopher Nolan is that any of these movies would win like the number one if you're putting it in a bracket against other movies. But Interstellar is one of the most special movies I've ever seen and affected me in insane ways. Yeah. So I've got to go Interstellar. So Interstellar takes it.
I'm glad Dunkirk got a win. At least one win.
Yeah. At least got one vote on it. So
yep.
Interstellar's moving on to the next round. Our next bracket comes down to Sean. This is The Dark Knight Rises, number 3, versus Tenet.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, this is going to be kind of easy for me. I'll explain about Tenet that I liked. I think that it's there's a YouTube video out there. I think like Michael or Philip Willems or something like that.
Willems.
He has a video. Yes, yeah.
Yes, of course.
He has a YouTube video out there that's called Vibes Over Plot.
Ooh.
And I think this is like one of the pinnacles of that, where like the plot, like it. When I saw that movie, I'm like, none of this is making any fucking sense.
Yeah.
But I loved watching it and listening to it and feeling it. And it's a fun, I think it's a great theater movie. It was a 2020 movie, so it was like special to go see, like mask up and go see that in the theater. That was fun, but yeah, I love Dark Knight Rises so much. I think it's my second favorite of the series, and it's got to take the win here.
Yeah. And I just rewatched Tenet. Fuck, it's so rare that a movie comes along like we may speak about later on another movie where you're just like, oh my God, no one's ever done anything like this. And they not only have never done anything like this, but they did it perfect. Mm. And as much as I do like Dark Knight Rises, I think I'm going to go Tenet.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
I know.
The game is afoot. If you didn't know.
I had to pick Dunkirk, Interstellar.
Like we didn't all know what was going to happen there.
I gave you the illusion of choice. Okay?
You're exactly the illusion. You could have stopped there. Prestige.
It's put you in a great spot because you literally get to pick whatever movie you want to win. I don't know why you're thinking negatively on this.
Oh no, I know. Keep spinning it, Mike. Yeah, just keep playing mind games with AJ. It's real fun.
Yeah.
So you mean? Never mind. I'm going to say Dark Knight Rises.
Hell yeah.
Because
that's my boy.
Because Dark Knight Rises, it gave us something that honestly shouldn't have been doable. In all honesty, there is one reason that I'm sure we will get to now that it has won this first bracket. There's one reason why it may lose in the next round for me, depending on what it goes up against. But it did something that shouldn't have been doable in following up, you know, with like the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a hard slope to that. Like you have to follow this.
You have to follow this up. I don't know how to do that. Well, here's Tom Hardy. Okay, great.
Man, I really think that he is comparable. I mean, like it's, out of this world what Heath Ledger did.
Yes.
No, everyone's said it before.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, what Hardy did
yep.
with that role,
mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's one of the best villains of all time.
I do believe that if Heath Ledger had not passed away, it wouldn't have gone as high praise as Dark Knight it got.
Sure.
And that really sucks to say because, like, fuck.
Because the performance yes. was there.
Yes, it was there.
You know.
So, yeah.
Just happened to be pretty much the last major one yes. that he did.
Yes.
Other than, what's Dr. McGonagall McGillicuddy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Panorium.
Imaginarium.
Yeah. Panassasaurius.
Well, Dark Knight Rises takes it and moves it on to the next one. My start on the next round, we have The Prestige versus Following.
Okay.
It's a tough one, you know what I mean?
No, is it?
No, it's not, actually. The Prestige was one of those movies that I waited on. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, whatever, magic.
Yeah, whatever,
people kept
magic.
Telling me, like, you got to see this. I was like, yeah.
You seem like magic. You're into magic.
No. I like getting laid, bro. Shut up.
To be honest, you just sound like somebody who's like, that's not my kind of magic. I like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And because Harry Potter would have still gotten you laid.
They didn't cast any spells in Prestige.
It's an easy one for me. Prestige is one of the most amazing movies I have ever fucking seen. And that's so simple for me. That's Prestige.
Yeah.
AJ?
I wish I could make a game out of this for you, but it's The Prestige for me as well. I just watched it not on accident, but like it was one of the few things that came up on like, you know, free to view right now with like limited ads or whatever. And I just threw it on and it's just like, God, this is fucking good. Yeah. Like it's one of those that you still kind of lie to yourself as you watch it to make, even though you've seen it before,
mm-hmm.
it's like you lie to yourself a little bit of like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, I know what happens, but it's like, I want to experience that build up again. So yeah, it's The Prestige for me too.
Yeah. That's easy choice. It's Prestige for me. Following though, I will say is a great exercise in like, especially a movie about voyeurism. And if you want to see a movie done on a shoestring budget and how to do a movie on a shoestring budget with this huge director making billions of dollars with his latest movie, this is where you come from.
Okay.
Check that movie out because it's so simple and it's very effective. I like it a lot.
All right, AJ. Well, Prestige moves on. You are going to pick our last battle of the first round. This is Batman Begins versus Insomnia.
See, here's the thing, guys. Then this may come as a shock, and whether or not I want to, you know, divulge this information this early in the bracket, Batman Begins is actually it teeters as one of my favorite of that trilogy.
It's usually the lowest rated of the trilogy for most people.
Right, right. But there's something about it that just makes me go back to it constantly. I will say in what may be an upset for all those folks who don't classify it as, or do classify it as their number three, I think I'm going to go with Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I do think that Insomnia is not really that great of a movie. I've seen it the one time and really didn't like it. Maybe I need to watch it again. But yeah, it's Batman Begins because it's Batman.
I'm the same way. I do need to see Insomnia again, but it's like it's Batman Begins.
Yeah,
right.
This is there will never ever be greater superhero movies than these three movies made.
I mean, even the words that I'm about to say, Al Pacino as a cop looking for Robin Williams as a whatever he is, you know, and he's like suffering from insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch that right now.
I know. I may watch that actually tonight.
Yeah. I need to amend my results.
Yes.
Well, we now are to the final. We have eight movies left. We have Dark Knight versus Interstellar, Inception versus Dark Knight Rises, Memento versus The Prestige, Oppenheimer versus Batman Begins.
And we'll be back after these messages, coming back to you next time on the Confused Breakfast Brackets.
Thank you. Goodbye.
My friends, it's January. It's the new year. I want to tell you about my resolutions. Number one, stop spending money. I'm going to get rid of my nanny, and I'm actually going to try to save.
Oh, wow.
Number two, I'm going to eat better, and I'm going to cook more often at home. So luckily, our sponsor, Every Plate, America's best value meal kit, is here to help me with both, and you should consider joining me. Every Plate is going to help you save money by delivering affordable meals right to your door so you don't have to spend ungodly amounts of money on delivery, takeout, or eating in restaurants every day. On top of that, they save you time by allowing you to stop making all those timely, time-consuming trips to the grocery store. Time is money. We all know that. And these tasty meals that you pick out ahead of time are easy to make and are ready to be eaten in six simple steps. If I can do it, anyone can. You'll never stop patting yourself on the back for being the hero who saves your household money on top of becoming a master chef who makes delicious meals for your family. At first, I was skeptical about meal kits. There's no way that I could actually make these meals and have them taste good. Fast forward to last night, I made a honey sriracha fried chicken with a side of ranch seasoned potato wedges and sauteed zucchini. It was one of the best things I've ever had, and I literally made it from scratch from something that showed up in the mail for me from Every Plate. Their directions are easy to follow, and it is such a fun thing. It's been a part of my life now for like 3-4 months. I love doing it. I know you guys do. So please join us. Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49CONFUSED. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem the $1 stake. Get started with Every Plate for $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life. everyplate.com/podcast, entering code 49CONFUSED. That's a $110 value. Thank you, Every Plate. Let's move on to scene two. All right, Sean, you are starting us off on The Dark Knight versus Interstellar.
Dude, this is so stupid.
This is how good Christopher Nolan is.
Why do we do this?
Because we're awesome.
Why are we doing this right now?
They're all winners, bro. All eight of these movies are in your top 50.
Holy shit.
They all get participation trophies.
We give them ribbons and shit.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, my God.
I think the only way to think about this, the only way I'm going to think about this is if I can only watch one of these movies like for the rest of my life and I can never see the other one.
It's The Dark Knight. I love Interstellar, but the Dark Knight is as close to a perfect movie as movies get. It's just the truth. Like it's one of the best villains of all time. It's one of the best motivations of a villain of all time, which is just chaos. Mm-hmm. There's no stopping it. He just does it because he likes to do it, you know?
God damn it.
But yeah, it is. It's about a perfect movie, and I could watch it anytime and never get old of it. It's bias. It's Batman bias too.
Okay. Well, but here's the problem for me. If I go back in time and I count how many times I've watched The Dark Knight, which is so many, because that is an endlessly watchable movie. Like the best superhero movie ever made. Every time I watch it, I get chills. I've probably watched Interstellar more times.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And Dark Knight did not make me cry. Interstellar made me fucking cry. And it's even gotten worse now that I have a child, a daughter. I'd hate to do this, AJ, but I'm Interstellar. Like
I know you're not a spaceman, right? You know that you're not going to travel to alternate universes and worlds.
I'm not a fucking superhero, dude.
Yeah, I know.
To Willa, you are.
To Willa, you are, though.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, no. I think Interstellar, yeah, no. I think the fucked up part about this is that the critics are such pieces of shit and don't know a goddamn movie if it bit them in the fucking ass that this seating is wrong. And it's all because
it's 100% wrong. Yeah.
And that is the problem with that I'm trying to say here is that fuck any critic that was like, wasn't that good? Because it fucking was.
Well, nobody thought Villanova was going to make it as far as they did. But hey, here they are. And they got seated against, you know,
Gonzaga.
Thank you.
Gonzagas.
Betty. Betty Nugs. All right. So even though we couldn't, I don't know, I feel like we made you tear up a little bit saying that you're a superhero to Willa. So I saw the tears in your eyes as you heard the such respectful tones from your friends. But It's fine. I guess we can't count that for The Dark Knight. I will say that The Dark Knight is going to win. I'm sorry, but...
I'm not mad either way. That's the thing. Like, both of these movies are probably going to... Whoever wins this might win the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the shit.
That's what it should have been. It should have been these guys are the finals. Yeah. But it's just bad seating.
Bad seating, yeah. Man.
I mean, that's
Interstellar down the end. Like they kind of stumbled a little bit and lost a couple games. So
yeah,
when you take as much time as they did to in their rebuilding season mm-hmm. for The Dark Knight with Batman Begins, you take that much time to really really put your team together and then come out with an all star that nobody really expected out of the gate. That's what's going to put you in a top seed team.
Yeah.
And here we are with Dark Knight.
Well, you ready for this one?
And just, I mean, you get those veterans out there, yep. too, who are just coming off a championship season in Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
You know, coming off his Oscar win.
Matthew McGonagall.
Yep.
Well, I get to start this one off. This is the number 4 seed Inception versus the number 5 seed Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh.
Guys, wow. I said it the same way. I feel the same way about Interstellar that I do about Inception. Like the wealth of emotions that I feel watching that movie, the action in Inception is almost better to me than The Dark Knight Rises. And yet they still weave a palpable emotional storyline and reasoning behind it and taking it out of the superhero universe. It's like, this is like a real life thing. Kind of, if you take Tom Hardy out of Dark Knight, I don't think it's in this position, but man, I got Tom Hardy also in Inception, and I've got Leo, and I've got a better storyline. I'm Inception on this one.
This is a tough one because I think when it comes down to, I really do think when it comes down to like spectacle, I think that's what gives Dark Knight Rises such a jump and why it earns such respect after something like The Dark Knight. That opening scene of the plane taking the other plane, the football stadium.
Good. And they had to open that movie with a good scene because of what Dark Knight
is. I just got goosebumps, hey, yeah, and man. They did it. I just got goosebumps like thinking about both of those scenes and like that shot of them following that football player.
Heinz Ward, wasn't it?
I think so. And they're in front of him and you can see everything behind him, but he can't see anything behind it. He's just running for a touchdown
sports
and he's kind of and him turning around and everybody just it's as dark as the Dark Knight series I think honestly really gets. So Inception though is another one of these things that boy it's grand.
Yep.
Its grandeur is just it's really impressive when it comes to, and I think Inception made such an impact on just like the movie world, mm-hmm. with Leo coming out, like, man, and the cast in that is massive.
Stupid good.
You
got Alfred and
Ken Watanabe is like one of my favorite Asian actors, he's amazing, and just he has such an impact on every movie that every performance he gives into those movies. I don't know, man. This is hard.
It's only gonna get harder.
I know. Okay, I've watched it more. Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh, puts it on Sean. Puts it on Seanus.
I know he has a bias for Batman, but at the same time, I know he has a bias for just badass filmery.
yeah, you know me too well.
I know.
I think that you come to Nolan movies for the spectacle. I think that of the directors we have that are making movies like this nowadays, he is the one to go see in the theater. You know, like you don't wait. You don't wait till home video with any one of his movies, and because he does it all in camera. I will say that I love his original ideas more than I do his non-IP or his IP stuff. And with Inception, I'm getting an original idea that I have never seen before. And Dark Knight Rises, I am getting a Batman movie, mm-hmm. which is great. The Batman movie.
Yes.
But I rather see his original stuff. So I have to go Inception.
With his Inception, Sean is getting an erection.
Yes. Okay.
And I sure did.
I did want to make this. This is the point that I was going to make then if it did make it through again. But for Dark Knight, the reason that it would not probably make it past another bracket for me anyways is for pretty much one reason, even though I really do love her, it's Anne Hathaway's performance in it.
Yep.
It really took me out of it, unfortunately. And I liked her as Catwoman. I think it was just done up a little bit too much. Yep. So it was, that's what really was a deterrent for me.
Okay. Well, AJ, you are going to start off the next one. This is the number two seed, Memento, versus the number seven seed, The Prestige.
Oh,
actually, I like the matchup here too, because it's very, I like this.
The Prestige is a movie that I revisit when I need something to watch and really enjoy myself without thinking too hard. Memento is like deep. It's and I love Guy Pearce. I love Guy Pearce. He's one of my favorite like actors. Like, he's one of those guys. If he's in that movie, I'm going to watch that movie. Mm-hmm. I got to cut it short though, because I think I just have to go with The Prestige to start this out, man.
Shauners?
I think so.
I've never heard you talk about Memento before.
Yeah, I know.
I think we'll get to it hopefully someday.
We have to.
It's early. It's like early 2000s. Definitely. Or something like that.
I think it's really kind of a modern masterpiece, to be honest.
I think
like,
so too.
It came out of nowhere too.
It really did. And it's just quite shocking. But like, I don't know. I think I'd rather watch The Prestige more than I would the Memento.
Memento.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
No, I'll agree with you on this one, because and it sucks. Like, I would have liked to have seen Memento maybe at a lower seed.
Yeah,
because Memento would have taken the first round, I think.
Oh yeah,
it would have, and it deserves it. But when you're talking about just all around, he hadn't quite found himself fully yet at the Memento. You watched it going, oh, this guy's fucking, he's got something. But The Prestige to me was like almost a culmination of like, yeah, I'm good.
I am a filmmaker.
Would you like to see how perfect this is? Because it's perfect.
Because FYI, it's fucking perfect.
So I'm Prestige as well. So last battle here of this round, Sean starts it off. We've got number three, Oppenheimer, versus number six, Batman Begins.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't believe AJ has seen The Oppenheims.
I have not. And that is unfortunate, guys. And if I have to pull myself away from this one, I understand.
Well, I'm wondering, it'll depend on how me and Sean feel about this.
Oh, man, like I do love Batman Begins, but it is, like I said, I think in my opinion, the weaker of the trilogy. And that might just be my bias of not liking origin stories, like,
yes,
at all. With that, and then like a new sort of story vibe that you're trying to introduce an audience to, I understand you have to get them into this character. I understand that.
Both have Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, true.
Great performances.
The historical aspect and gargantuan nature of Oppenheimer is just one to see to believe, and I have to go with Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I'll save you on this one, AJ. It's Oppenheimer. I mean, it's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
I have technically said like, yeah, well, yeah, Batman Begins, but I honestly think I would probably give it to Oppenheimer anyways, just based on what I do know about it anyways.
It was World War II.
I watched a preview of it. It was really good.
Yeah. I was on the edge of my fucking seat.
All right, well then, fuck. Here's our final four. Dark Knight versus Inception, Prestige versus Oppenheimer. God damn it. I'm starting us off. The number one seed, Dark Knight, versus number four, Inception. I picked Interstellar over Dark Knight, and this has nothing to do with Dark Knight, what it is, because Dark Knight's one of my favorite movies of all time. But again, I like superheroes. I really do like superheroes, but I like when you don't have to crutch on superheroes. The reason Nolan is the best is because it doesn't feel like a super movie. Superhero movie.
That's why
he is the best.
It was going to be my argument when
it still revolved
to me. Keep going. Yeah.
No, but it still is. And the fact that Inception, when I first saw it, I was like, I've never seen anything like this. This mind fuck of an idea has followed me my entire life. Like, it's like when I watched the movie, it went into my brain. It's like, you're going to think about this for the rest of your life. Are you dreaming right now? Do you even fucking know?
Yeah.
I'm picking Inception over Dark Knight, and I feel it's shitty that I've had to pick over Dark Knight two times in a row now. That's yeah, what's so shitty is. About it. But I'm picking Inception.
Okay.
Like I said, I really like Inception. I think it's an amazing idea, and I think that it's a monumental movie. Batman or The Dark Knight specifically is more than a superhero movie. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that needs to be said in these debates, because it's more than a superhero movie. It is not just a Batman movie. Like, it's not. Like, and I know, well, yes, it is, AJ. It's like, I know, but it's not.
Because
the storytelling, like, and the way that they had source material, but the way that they utilized that source material, and I've watched some of the source material, I've read some of the source material, the way that they manipulate this source material to fit a wonderful narrative and bring in two of the most iconic supervillains of all time and make it feel honest to God real, this could fucking happen. I think that brings so much weight to be able to do that. Like you're saying, those original ideas are phenomenal, but to be able to take an idea that already exists and create something that feels so fresh and new and exciting is, I think that is as much of a chore as anything. So I am going to go Dark Knight.
There is no wrong answer.
I know. I came in with this thinking I had the answer. Yeah. And your guys' arguments have swayed me one way or the other. My argument was going to be that, like, in The Dark Knight, when violence happens, they cut away so quick because it's PG-13 and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to touch on that. But Inception does that too. I think Nolan movies in general, because he wants to access this large audience. I think
that's important.
It's fine. I wish he would go hard in it, into the paint with it, like Oppenheimer. Like, just go
drive
hard
the paint, bro. Yeah, just see what happens.
Just drive an elbow and just go for it.
Hard R. Is Oppenheimer art?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Hard R.
Sexual conduct.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that's right. Boobies.
There's some sex in it. It's awesome. Movies. So Oppenheimer wins, but
what?
Right. Just kidding. No.
That's not the way.
Hey, this isn't what we're doing.
You totally swayed me, AJ. I think you're right. It goes beyond an IP and becomes a Nolan Batman movie, not just a comic book movie or Batman movie. It's Dark Knight.
I'm not even mad about that, because it's just like whatever wins that is the best, in my opinion. So last battle here, the semifinals. AJ, you're starting us off. The Prestige versus Oppenheimer. I know this is tough because you haven't seen it. And we understand if you go Prestige.
Because then Oppenheimer, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And I understand if you go Prestige, because then we'll just have to battle it out here. But
I will be honest with you. As much as I still look forward, I've been putting it off because me and Alicia want to watch it together. I really am looking forward to Oppenheimer, and I'm looking forward to probably very clearly being blown away by it. I haven't overhyped it, but I love the story of honestly how dark the Prestige really is. And by the way, David Bowie,
come on, man,
come on now. But I love the storytelling, and I think it is a perfectly written story is the Prestige. And I think it is perfectly well played out by Christian Bale and
Hugh Jackman.
So I think it's brilliant. And by the way, Hugh Jackman also plays another character amazingly. Guy, I'm on Prestige. I just think that it is really well filmed and put together, and the story is just a wonderfully, perfectly written story. Because there is there's not much of any happy ending to it at all. I don't know. Prestige, Chauners, guys.
The incredibleness of the nature of the filmmaking of Oppenheimer is beyond belief, and something that's that it is Nolan in his full form, I believe. And then I believe the Prestige is just pure escapism, and Oppenheimer is a true story. And we're looking down that barrel even more every day. And I don't want to look down that barrel every day. I want to look down the barrel of time travel, magic, whatever the fuck, and Prestige.
You weren't going to leave it to Mike to just make the impossible decision?
I set you guys up every time, but I'm an Oppenheimer guy. As much as I love The Prestige, I sat in pure bewilderment, wondered, awe, just watching this movie going, oh my God, like how does someone do this? That's just how I felt the whole time. And I got to give it to Oppenheimer on that one. But Prestige is going to take it. So our final battle for best Christopher Nolan movie of all time is The Dark Knight versus The Prestige. Sean, you start us off, bro.
No.
You just came off. The Prestige, because of you, just beat Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'm going The Prestige.
Quick and cut like that.
Well, we've said all that's to be said.
Said it.
Again, I voted against The Dark Knight two times in a row. But it was because it went up against Interstellar and Inception. The Prestige does not start with an IN.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I cannot possibly live with myself by voting against The Dark Knight three times in a row because of how fucking good that movie is.
Voting for a movie that starts with PR.
My two favorite movies in this were clearly Interstellar and Inception. And if Dark Knight beat both of them, that is my new favorite movie. So it's Dark Knight.
He loves this shit.
He does.
We're going the opposite way.
He'll come up with any excuse.
We're going the opposite way next time. We're going counterclockwise. Oh.
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
And
I see. Okay, yeah, I get you.
Yes,
that would help.
Yeah. So
then you can fuck me.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So Sean's too nice about it, and honestly, just too true to form for himself to play the game against you.
Which I'm is picking nice, the movies is what I fucking like.
I know. Well, sure. Oh yeah, we believe you, Michael. no, okay. Fuck. Prestige, I have to try to take something out of this, and that's I've seen The Dark Knight so many times. We always talk about how much you want to rewatch a movie and how much that affects, you know, your ranking of a movie, how much you want to revisit it and such. I've probably watched The Dark Knight so much to this point though that there is a point where I have like kind of a cutoff time of where I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I just needed
couple of those scenes.
I needed my injection of it, and then I should be okay. I'm pretty much good. I don't need to see the last the third act.
Yeah.
You know? I will say this, that I have to watch the third act of The Prestige.
Yep.
You can't not watch the third act of The Prestige. Unless you're a psycho. And
say it, dude.
I think it's The Prestige, guys.
Well, you heard it here. You heard it here, guys.
You heard it.
You heard it here.
The Prestige is our number one most favorite, the best Christopher Nolan movie. And again, it must be stated that every one of these movies, he's probably my favorite director of all time.
Okay.
I think he's generationally he hasn't done much wrong, of anything.
So we cannot actually go wrong. The majority of these movies would be on the top of anyone's list of anything else we ever did. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about superhero movies. All right. Well, Dark Knight wins. Okay. Sounds good.
Dark Knight.
Well, okay.
What's the best superhero? Dark Knight.
Well, let's talk about magic movies. Yeah. Prestige is better. Wins.
What's the best time travel movie? Interstellar.
Interstellar.
I'm sorry.
Is better.
What's the best movie that starts at the end and goes to the beginning? Memento.
It's Memento.
Memento. Well, what about dream movies? No, it obviously would be Inception.
What's the movie that's the hardest to follow, but you're just mind blown by the vibe of it? Tenet.
Well, Tenet, probably. Yeah, well, I mean,
what's the fuck's the matter with you?
What's the best Al Pacino movie where he plays a detective and Robin Williams is also in it?
Are you really asking this question?
Come on. God.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep when you were asking that question.
Because you have insomnia.
Yeah. All right, well, we look.
I hate how deep that joke was.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love you.
God, we're fucking Hey guys, I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albinson.
And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologist RN. Each week, we go episode by episode talking about our favorite moments from psych, sharing behind the scenes stories, incredible memories, and even have drop-ins from our best friends and fellow casting crew. If this sounds up your alley, listen to The Psychologist RN on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.